Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Yes. My name is Roger Ball. I was calling. I see I've got a couple of charges on my account from you guys. What do you guys have?
We provide customer service for a variety of different products. Can you provide your zip code?
67501.
Thank you.
Active something or other. I don't, like, I'm not looking at the deal. I don't have it. But
and you said your name was. You said your name was
Roger
Ball.
Ball, yes, B-A-U-G-H.
Thank you. And can you confirm your address?
721 East Sherman, Hutchinson, Kansas, 67501.
Thank you. And your email address?
RogerBaugh194@gmail.com.
Thank you. And I see that you paid $9.97 to enter into a sweepstakes to
no.
You know, to okay, so you would have received an email. Likely the email said that you've won something. So you responded to the email. Now, what the email is actually trying to tell you is that you've won an opportunity to enter into the sweepstakes. So you paid the $9.97 and you had your... this was just on June 27th. So you paid the $9.97, and you can go back in your email and look at emails that you have from June 27th to check, you know, to see which email it could possibly be. But you paid to the $9.97, that enters you into the sweepstakes. And the terms of the offer indicate that if you do not cancel within 72 hours, then you're going to be charged for another entry into the sweepstakes, and you're also going to be charged for membership to the fitness app that you're also provided with a trial of. And how can I help you today, sir?
Okay. All that I want canceled and refunded.
I can, well, first and foremost, I do understand that you'd like to cancel. However, I can provide you with a 35% discount on future charges.
I don't want a discount. I don't want any of that. I want it canceled and I want it refunded.
And what if I provide you with a 50% discount on future?
Look, I'm not interested in it. I don't even know what it is. I don't even remember making that any of those charges. I'll go back into my email and look to see that, but I don't remember. The 27th was just what, Friday?
The 27th was that's 29, 28, Thursday.
Okay. I don't remember doing any of that on a Thursday.
Yes, but it would have been, it has to be, it's something that would have been done through email, so it had to have been accessed from your email account. So in regards to your request for the refund, I can provide you with a 35% refund of the $139.97 charge.
Well, okay, whatever. I'm going to have to go and look in my email because I don't remember any of that. I don't remember. Let me go take a look at that. Hold on a second.
Sure.
Did you say it was the 27th?
It was, yes, on the 27th. Yes, sir.
Yes. I know I had to have my car changed yesterday because there's some illegal activity going on. And then I don't know how someone got my email, but I'm going to look into it because I didn't do that. But yeah, go ahead and do the 35% refund.
Let's see.
Like I said, right now I can't get into my. It's not letting me into my email.
Okay, so that's going to be a refund of $48.99. So let me go ahead and issue you the refund of $48.99. Let's see here, $48.99 refund. Let's see here. Okay, so the $48.99 has been refunded. Now let me go ahead and cancel the account for you to prevent.
Oh, yes,
any...
because like I said, I've got no idea what that is. And my email's not opening up right now, so I can't see where I made that.
Okay. And I thank you very much for your patience. Let's see here. All right, the account is canceled and there will not be any future charges, and you'll see the refund of $48.99 as a credit to your account within 3 to 5 business days. Anything else?
No, that should take care of it.
All right. I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to customer service. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.